Thank you very much, folks. What a weekend it's been. Man, you're looking good for all this you've put up with. I don't really mean that, of course. How about the war and the treaty, man? That was something else. Edgar and Christian weren't so bad either, really. So you've had your palate cleansed, and you're ready for more of that upper mid-range that bluegrass is so good at. And bump diddy, bump diddy. We're going to do our version of a gospel song. This is Friday. Sunday's coming. Thank you. it safe for me anymore. I'll be ready when you ask me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good song to sing right about now. Maybe we'll sing it later again too. I don't know. We're gonna do a song about my own family. My name's O'Brien, and you know that probably if you've got your program. That's an Irish name. My great grandfather came from County Cavan in Ireland in 1851 and settled in the little town of Wheeling, Virginia, which now is West Virginia, West by God, Virginia. How many people from West Virginia in the crowd today? All right. Good. How many people from Virginia? It's about even. About even. All right. Well, it's duly noted. Anyway, my great-grandfather came in 1851. He landed in... He got off the ship in Baltimore and I guess took the train to Cumberland, Maryland. It ran that far anyway. They were trying to keep it going west, but it was only to Cumberland, and then he walked another 100 miles along the old National Road, which now is Highway 40, US 40. We're gonna do a song about that. Hello to all the folks listening in on Koto, and especially online around the world. We're all together in this. This one called Where the River Meets the Road.
Bank of the Ohio, with the river meets the road.
time to introduce the members of the band. They actually have met each other, but you maybe don't know them all. Over on the banjo, he played beautifully with Peter Rowan yesterday on a variety of instruments. He's a real champion of bluegrass music, especially on the five-string banjo. Please welcome from the great state of California, Mr. Patrick Sauber. Also from the great state of California, sometimes from Arizona, can't tell all the time, he lives in Nashville, Tennessee now. He's one of my favorite guys in bluegrass, a great bass player, and a great guy to hang around with. My friend said, if you can't have fun with Bub, you just can't have fun. His name is Mike Bub on the bass. Over on the little fiddle from the great state of Wisconsin. And he's one of my favorite players in the music today. Lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Please make welcome Mr. Shad Cobb. On the fiddle. Last but surely not least, on the vocals and on the denim dress, looking beautiful today. Prettiest grandma I know. We're going to sing about something about grandma's hands right about now. And she's from the great state of Kansas. We used to call her, she's Jan from Kansas, so they called her Janice. But she's moved to Tennessee now, living with me. I call her Janice. Please make welcome Jan Fabricius on the vocals. We're doing a bunch of songs from West Virginia, like our wonderful MC said, among other things. This is one from Bill Withers from Flat Fork, West Virginia. One, send this next one out to anybody who's lost anybody close to them in the recent past, or if you just feel, you know, somebody really close to you is kind of the emptiness and the hurt never really completely goes away. This is a song about that. Another one from my family. We're all family here, aren't we? It's kind of a bluegrass, I'll tell you about a bluegrass family. really like how Michael and Tonya were saying, you know, this is a church of us. This is our church, and this is my church. This is our, you go to your church, and I'll go to mine, but it turns out we're going to the same one together. Here's one called Guardian Angel. Comes from a record I made back in about 2006, I think. That was the year I decided maybe I should try something different on the closest weekend to the solstice instead of coming here. That was really a stupid idea. That's the reason I'm not here 43 times this year. I just decided maybe it would be, what would happen? And as I could have predicted, by staying away, I realized how much that sucked. Can I use the word suck? It did. I'm really glad to be back every year, and thank you, Planet Bluegrass, for having me. Thank you, all you folks, for having me. Anyway, we do this song here about the way we get through this life on a crooked road. And here's Patrick to kick it off for you. We're going to do it in D today, folks. Is that all right with y'all? It'll be good. It'll be better if we all play the same key. All right. Do you agree? We also tune because we really do care, don't you? Sound, wasn't it? I'll try not to do that again. All right, we're going to do a song from Billy Ed Wheeler now. He grew up in a mining town, but unlike Telluride, his mining town that he grew up in is just a ghost town now. But he wrote some great songs. He's a West Virginia man, and he wrote songs like for Johnny and June and for people like Jefferson Airplane as well. This is one they recorded, and we got to record a couple years ago. It's like, this is a song about feeling like you're stuck in some place and you can't get away. And you wish you could. Be like that high-flying bird, get away. We don't need to go anywhere right now. We're in a good place. Good place to be stuck, yeah. I've been stuck here for a couple extra days at times. I actually like that. Okay, high flying bird. Sky. I wonder if she looks down and she flies on by. Flying birds so easy in the sky. Oh, look at me, Lord, I really like a tree, Lord. Great to hear Edgar playing the old Hag You've Killed Me on the bass, the old Irish tune. Yeah, he plays some great piano. We're going to play one on the mandolin with Chad here. We're going to do a, they sound like old-time fiddle tunes, and they are, but they're Irish tunes. And, you know, we're just going to, I didn't get a chance to see the Irish music over in Elks Park this morning, I'm sorry to say, but I'm glad they're represented here. It's great to have I love the fiddle music. Frigg was awesome on Friday. It's just been a great weekend of music. Anyway, Chad and I are going to play this. First one's called Hop Down Reel, and it comes from County Galway, I think. And then there's one from the County Donegal. I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's Johnny Dart. He's real. Thank you. Thank you, folks. I learned both those tunes from folks that have played here at Telluride over the years. Kevin Burke. I learned the first tune from Kevin, and then the second one from the group Alton. Anyway, we're going to do one from one of my heroes now, a guy from Belmont County, Ohio. He's the guy who can play bluegrass guitar, mandolin, and chews tobacco, can sing like Bill Monroe and Buster Flatt. He can quote Shakespeare, and he writes great songs. One of my best friends, and I hope he likes our version of this song called Drunkard's Walk. Breeze is kind of nice, isn't it? Back on the old guitar here. Keep feeling I'm gonna pull this guitar right out of the cable. I don't want to do that. Fall off on you. I want you to hear every bad note I play. Heard this story, but several years back it looked like I was going to have to sell my house. And what you got to do, if you've ever done that, you got to really fix it up so it looks nice and it's all functional. You know, if you've got some broken stuff, you got to fix all the plumbing, and you know, if the roof leaks, you got to repair that. You got to paint, make it look nice as possible. You got to get rid of a lot of stuff that you don't need in there, stuff that makes it look cluttered. You got to trim the trees and cut the grass and kind of make the grass grow better. Make people think it's a really nice place, even though maybe it is to you, but you know, you're going to leave. Anyway, so what I did is I went on tour, and the house just fell into worse and worse disrepair. The garden was overgrown. The trees were scraping the top of the car as I came in the driveway. A den of foxes moved in the backyard. One day I came home from a couple of weeks on the road, and the fox was just laying in the driveway looking up at me saying, "What the hell are you doing here? Who are you? Why are you bothering me?" Anyway, so that stayed that way until I started dating Jan. Several months, maybe about a half a year later, she moved in. She helped me get rid of all the junk, clean up the place, make the yard look great. Place looked good inside and out. We looked around and said, "Hey, it's kind of nice, let's stay." Here's a song, Gano.
1, 2, 3.
Well, it takes a lot of work to put your home place up for sale. Fix everything's broken, stop the paper and the mail. Need to find a smaller place, won't be hard to find. But anything that doesn't fit, I've got to leave behind. I've got to move, that's all I know. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, everything must go out the door. Get to the van. It's sad, it's true, I've got to move, but I don't think I can. One way that I can start, so it's left in the pile. What I'll keep and what I'll toss, it's gonna take a while. I have a piano and a dog out in the yard. What can I say? He loves his place. He's taking this real hard. I've gotta move. That's all I know. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, everything must go out the door. I'm gonna move, but I don't think I can. I've got to move, that's all I know. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, everything must go out the door. I think we're going to play a song about the wind now. Got a lot of songs about the wind in my world, I guess. This band has been in the studio recently. We recorded a song called Wind. We won't play for you now. We'll just let the wind blow. Why don't we let the wind blow for just a minute and listen to it blow, okay? They call it Mariah. The westward wind is a wayward wind. That was a big hit. Anyway, here's a song that was a hit for the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. How many Lonesome Pine Fiddlers fans out there in the audience today? It goes out to that guy. It's Patrick's dad. He's the one that knows the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. They had so many great musicians in Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. They came out of West Virginia down around Beckley. Cousin Ezra Klein and his brothers Charlie and Curly Ray and people like Paul Williams and Bobby Osborne. Geez, the list, Larry Richardson, and some of the best bluegrass musicians of all time played in that band over the years. Curly Ray wrote this song called Wind. Telluride Sessions or something. Anybody ever watch that stuff on YouTube? Telluride Sessions. There's a year when Newgrass Revival had sort of splintered a little bit, and they were backing up Leon Russell, and there's some Brian Bowers and some John McEwen, and there's Norman Blake. I think there's even Hot Rise on there. And Hot Rise, by the way, is celebrating their 40th year this year. It's been really fun. Watch out for us. I wish they were here. But anyway, back in 82 there, I was watching that video of Norman Blake, and it's just exciting. He's just playing this thing. It's just ripping up the guitar. And they're panning out in the audience, and there's this guy. If you look in, it's about 3 minutes and 47 seconds in. There's this guy with a ball cap, sort of red on the bill and white on top. And he's trying to light a cigarette. I think maybe it's a funny cigarette. That's me. Check it out. Here's a Norman song. It's one of my favorites. He wrote this after hearing June Carter talk about Christmas back in Poor Valley, Virginia, where they were from, where the Carter family came from. tipples roar day and night. And things are not slow for no reason that I know. And the O-ends, they hove in the sight. Mines, they all closed down. Everybody just laid around. There wasn't very much that you could do. And scribble on time. My night, I see it coming in you. Now the soft and strong of December, lightly fall my cabin around. So that last train from Fall Valley, taking my folks. Like I say, there's a lot of songs about the wind, and here's another one. I got to sing this a little bit of this yesterday. It was so wonderful on Live From Here. The whole thing was incredible, but they were so nice to me to bring me up there and let me sing a little bit. And Chris is really, he's got the right job. I told him it's a good thing he finally has the day job that will keep his brain occupied so that the rest of us can go about our lives in a normal fashion. Anyway, this is a song I wrote years ago, and I had a nice melody. I really liked the melody, and it wouldn't let me alone. It's a songwriting workshop. If I'd had one this weekend, an inevitable question would have been, which comes first, the words or the music? Well, both. The answer is yes. But in this case, the music came first, and I couldn't figure out what lyrics to put. I had a couple different ideas, and then finally I realized this is a song about somebody who's not doesn't have a home. The song is self-amount, the chords of it don't really ever go to the key of the song for very long.
Just a little more guitar.
Anyway, I wrote this after a character in a book by Andy Brew, homeless guy, called Loyal Blood, but years after that, I played the song for Ali Bain over in Scotland, and we actually made a video of it one time. And then another time, we were having dinner, and Ali likes to have a little drink, you know, and I drank alongside him quite a bit there. And he asked me, I don't know, the subject of my brother who died and when I was 14 came up. He said, oh, that's what that song's about. I said, yeah, I think maybe you're right. It kind of blew me away.
My mind to go someplace so far away. I hit it west without saying goodbye. No hugs or tears, and we probably through the bill. Set cars along the way. Said I was looking for a brand new life. But I needed to settle down. My wanderers would always cut the ties. Sometimes lonesome man, he calls out like it knows me. And on a night like this, when I don't know where to go, it shows me the way. He knows me. I was so afraid I'd be caught behind. Followed a crooked stream to places I had never been in one old highway sign. And I'm like some other guys, I might count out the hours of the day when. But it's not so I can rest. I mean, it's the time is best. I'm talking to my friend. But he knows me, my brother. He loves me too, and he takes me away. The only home I ever had was open road. My skin's all cracked and brown. I'm here to the desert ground and the dusty wind that always seemed to blow. And I never made a mark. I just scattered footsteps on the shifting sand. Whatever pushes me, it's something only he could ever understand. My brother, wait.
Thank y'all.
Well, okay,
all right, we're going to do our last song, but we have time for two. So this, let's call this our first encore. I saw Tammy Wynette once, and she did her big hit, Stand By Your Man, and it was the end of the show. She walked about 3 feet and just kind of walked back because she knew they were coming back, and it looked like she was kind of, you know, she wanted to sing. People wanted her to sing. I mean, what is the deal? I guess it's just a safety check. We're going to have Patrick kick off this song. This is a song that was award-winning back in some year in bluegrass, and the singer was awarded as well for being a great singer, and the recording he was on won a Grammy. Folks, it was all me. Just saying. Our first encore, we'd like to sing Look Down That Lonesome Road. I got a tale or two that I need to tell. Sit down beside me and rest yourself a spell. I've lived a good long life and I've got no regrets. Just tell my story before I forget. Look out, lonesome road, before you travel on. I ain't say goodbye, so I'll just say so long. Crosses coming down. Yonder there's a man coming, bless the poor heart, son. His head's on empty now, his brain's just not done. Look at that old mule there, with one half lip. He's about half blind, he's working at the other end. He pulled a heavy load, boys. I know him well. They never get that mule back up there. Look out, lonesome road, before you turn home. I had to say goodbye, so I just say so long.
don't you say? You're my strength, you're my weakness. You're my faith, you're my doubt. God, I'm waiting in the middle to work this thing out. More love. I can hear our hearts crying. More love. I know that's all we need. More love. To flow in between us. Take us and hold us. Lift us above. Just look out around you, people fighting their wars. They think they'll be happy when they settle the score. But let's lay down the weapons to keep us apart. Be still for just a minute. Try to open our hearts to more love.
Don't forget to vote. We'll see you soon. Give them all a hand, all right? Chad Cobb, Jennifer Bristis, Mike Bubb, Pat Sauber, I'm Tim O'Brien. Thank you much.